and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
Dawned on me the other day as I was paying my babysitter.
Okay.
I actually have no idea how much babysitters cost.
Yeah.
Because I've had the same babysitter forever, and she's the only one I have besides family. So I just give her as much as I possibly can because I figured that's what you're supposed to do. But I don't really know if that's true or not.
Listen, it's one of those situations where they've got the leverage over you. You've got a single child.
Right.
All right. You've got a babysitter that's in high demand. She's got a teaching background.
Yep.
She's sought after by other parents. Star 99.9, today's best mix. So you got to stay in the mix. You got to make sure that you're relevant out there because Fridays and Saturdays, they book up fast, Anna.
And it's happened before where I've reached out to her and she's already had another family that she babysits for.
Right.
And, I offered to pay her more because I was like, if there's going to be a bidding war, I'm going to win it.
You're going to come out on top.
Yeah.
That's like, the way you look.
Not because I have a lot of money, but because I'm desperate for someone to watch my child.
Well, of course, you know, too, listen, the first child, like, they have always got those commercials, right, where first child parents are very, you know, they're leery, they're paying attention to everything. Second child, they're just like, you know, they're not so worried about germs and stuff like that. You've kind of been broken in. This is your only child, so obviously Hayden's, you know, happiness, safety, all that stuff is paramount to you.
Because,
and your paranoia is running high.
Yeah, because, Raven, the truth of the matter is once you have more than one kid, you don't really care what happens to them.
That's the truth. You just figure that they can band together on their own.
They'll figure it out.
Right, even if you throw them overboard, they'll survive, right? They'll be fine.
No, but then I had a girlfriend say to me, she said to me, she's like, no, she's like, you should get one of the high school girls because you don't have to pay them as much. And I go, what? Like, so I'm going to jeopardize my daughter's safety because we're putting her with somebody that's underage that can't actually drive herself? Like,
listen,
that doesn't seem to make sense.
We pay our dog sitters. It's crazy. They get an hourly rate. They get a nightly rate if they're staying over. Plus, they get expenses for food. The whole house is stocked with everything. They have the run of the place.
How much do you pay your dog sitter per hour?
I'm almost...
say it out loud. Just say it.
It's over $10, I can tell you that.
Okay.
For dogs.
So if you're
You only have to take them out, like, every 4 hours.
So if you're paying over $10 for a dog watcher babysitter,
shouldn't a human...
15? You pay your dog babysitters $15 an hour?
It's up there. I'm just saying. You'd have to really ask my wife, but it's up there. Plus, like I said, the house is stocked. They get run of the place. Everything. I mean, they can do whatever they want in our house.
That makes me feel better. How much do you pay your babysitter? Can you give me a call? 1-800-330-9999. And if you're a babysitter or a nanny, give us a call, too, because I'm curious how much you charge. And if it has to do with your experience, how old you are, and the location of where you're
degrees, that kind of thing.
Yeah, 1-800-330-9999. This comes up all the time, Raven, because I don't know how much you're supposed to pay babysitters. I don't know what the rate is. I don't know what people are charging or anything like that.
Sure, sure. After you found out that I'm paying my dog sitters like $15 an hour, I got you a little bit worried, I think.
Yeah, Star 99.9, today's best mix. It's Anna and Raven. I have one babysitter, and I hold on to her for dear life, and I don't know if I'm paying her enough. 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
Hi, this is Kendra Barnes, and I'm actually a nanny.
Oh, and how much do you charge?
Depending on the age, because I've been in child care for 14 years, and I have a degree in, like, first-class CPR, SID, first aid. I charge 20 for a newborn, and if they have multiple children, then it's typically about $5 to $10 more. But I like to do things like under a contract. So I'll have like my weekly hours and then we can come up with like a flat rate for that. And then if there's hours outside of the contract, then it's about $15 per hour.
Right. So if you get prime time, like weekend hours, then you have to pay more. So that's the whole thing. You got to plan your dates on Tuesday nights when her rate's lower.
And run the dishwasher at midnight.
Right.
I get it.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Hi, Domenica. Are you a babysitter or do you just have to pay for babysitters?
I am a babysitter.
And how much do you charge?
I charge 20. Not all the people want to pay this much, but there is some people that are paying 20.
Do you negotiate with them? If they're like, you're not worth 20, you're like, all right, 17.50?
You know what? If they don't want to pay 20, I just tell them, I'm sorry, I can't do less than that. You have to find someone else.
Right, she's willing to move on.
Right.
She set the rate. She's not going beyond the rate. This is not a negotiation.
No.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Not with me. I have a lot of jobs, so I don't need to go under.
All right. Thanks so much for the call. We appreciate it. Nikki, do you have to hire babysitters or are you a babysitter?
No, I teach during the day at a preschool, and I after school.
So you babysit after school?
Yes.
So what's your going rate?
$25 an hour.
$25 an hour?
She's a teacher. She's a teacher.
I'm totally certified. I have every certification for preschool.
Let me ask.
I babysit newborns through 5 years old.
Do you have Lego certification?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Let me ask you a question. If you don't like the kid, do you charge more?
Never.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I would.
I love all the chums. Every child that I watch, I love them.
All right. See,
and I also have 5 of my own.
See, like, she's the kind of person you want watching your kids. Thanks so much for the call.
That's why you got to pay a premium, yo.
Right, but I don't know about $25.
You got to pay for the best.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, I was actually calling in response to one of the questions on air.
Yeah, how much do you charge for babysitting?
Actually pay $17 an hour.
Pay $17, okay.
Yeah, definitely $17. I want my daughter taken care of and being motivated and doing productive things.
You know what this has taught me, Raven, talking to these women, is that I'm not overpaying. If anything, I'm underpaying, and I need to give my babysitter a raise.
I feel like you're right in the middle there, right? You got a good rate. She's got good qualifications, but she's got to go back to Lego for more training.
Thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it.